Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here, man. What's up, man? I mean,
I just asked you, man.
This is holiday time, man. I'm sweatpants and chilling from here on out.
So am I.
Yeah.
I was just asking if you were waiting until Christmas to get it lined up.
No, I might do it. Like, it's hard. Everybody's got the same ideas trying to get lined up for I don't know why, what reason.
I never grew facial hair up until recently.
Really?
And I kind of like it.
So you trying to do the DP over there?
Yeah.
He rubbed off on you.
Yeah, well, DP just goes with just the chin. Yeah. I've done a little bit more than that. I've got a little bit on the upper chin.
They say you usually start to look like people you hang out with. You heard that, right?
Do I look like DP now?
You kind of favor him a little bit. No. You go down on a family vacation to, like, Mexico or something, then you guys would be like...
Yeah. We come back looking the same. You couldn't tell us apart.
Exactly.
Just in for DP today. I think he's hitting some Knicks games. He's going, on Broadway. He's doing that kind of thing. Maybe some Islander stuff. That's what when he goes on vacation, it's basically just to watch football or hockey or baseball or something like that.
You always find where you stand with people that you either work with or whatever whether they invite you when they do trips like this. Because he's going to the Mecca of basketball.
Right. Are you mad that he didn't invite you?
You know what? Just for radio, I'm mad. Sure. Yeah, why not?
Right.
Hey, that sounds like a great trip. But it's a lot of walking, though.
Yeah.
In New York, you can't take a cab, but you got to walk.
What are you doing? I mean, like, what do you do around the holidays? You go back to Minnesota? Is that where Chuck still is, right?
Yeah. I just talked to him today. So I got to hear about the great coach that they got.
Yeah.
And how, Miami played Nebraska, they, beat the break, forth. So that's the first 5 minutes every time I pick up
the phone. He likes Whipple.
Oh, he does like Whipple, but he likes talking about the Miami Hurricanes.
Miami Hurricanes.
Miami Hurricanes, everybody went to Miami besides me.
That's right.
Everybody. Uncles, play uncles.
And you were offered by Miami, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So to play running back or linebacker?
I don't know what they wanted to play me. I think they just thought I was coming, but then, Coach Osborne, did his thing.
Yeah.
So that's so as we were losing this year, and Miami had a decent year this year.
Yeah.
So I heard that's the first 5 minutes every time he picks up the call, which is great, obviously. But I'm not going to Minneapolis. We kind of did like a virtual Christmas Sunday. My daughters are here in town, and then. All our family is from the D.C. area, so he's going out there. My aunt still lives in the house that my grandparents lived in and stuff.
Does he still go to Vikings games?
The Thursday night game, he was on there. They had him on sideline and everything.
Oh, they did?
They had him on NFL Network.
Yeah. Awesome.
I was getting all types of texts. I think Schaefer was up at the game and stuff. So,
does he live and die with Vikings games?
What's funny is the Vikings and how Nebraska – is now. The Vikings obviously are a little bit better because they've been in kind of playoffs. They were real dominant when he played. Nebraska was real dominant. So I don't think he really lives and dies with it, but he's definitely invested.
Yeah.
He definitely wants – I mean, who wouldn't? He put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and wants them to do well. So, and a lot of those guys live up there. I grew up with Carl Eller, Alan Page, Jim Marshall.
All those guys still around.
Yeah, and then Ahmad for a while until he started, hanging out with the higher ups with Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan, he'd have like a summer house up there. So I grew up around those guys.
Did you get to know some of the later guys like Chris Carter and Randy Moss and those guys?
I played against Randy.
Right.
Yeah, and so I used to play pick up basketball against Dante Culpepper and all those guys, when I'd be back in the offseason. But I was a ball boy, and Chris Carter, Hassan Jones, Jake Reed.
Wow.
Steve Jordan gave me, when I first started playing varsity football.
Tight end.
Yeah, great. Uncle Steve is what I call him, and his son is Cam. So Steve, when I was a ball boy, he used to always mess with me because I was tall and skinny and had these big old feet. He was like, damn, boy, you got some big old feet. And then back then, you couldn't get 13 or 14. You know, you'd be ordering them out of East Bay, and who knows if you'd get them when the season started. So he gave me, because he was sponsored by Spot Built, I think, back then, and he gave me two pairs of cleats. He gave me a white pair and a black pair. He told me to wear the black pair when it's, you know, muddy out. And he's like, you got to wear the white pair when you want to look fast and stuff. So Steve is always – and I always enjoy seeing him and stuff. So all those guys, like Joey Browner and all those guys. And so kept in contact with them. And then, you know what's funny? I was a ball boy. Randall McDaniel was there. It was when he was younger. End up playing against him. Rich Gannon, when he was coming back off his shoulder surgery, before I was coming to Nebraska, we trained together. He was rehabbing, and you know, and so end up playing against him. And then I was one of the guys that used to sneak John Randall like weights to put in his girdle back then, so he could weigh in over 250. And
seriously?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So when he got there, he had to be about. He says he was 250. He might have been like 235, 240, but nobody could block him.
He was the best pass rusher I ever saw off the Vikings. Yeah.
So then, you know, the first year he didn't play that much, but he was on. But then he, you know, obviously when I was a ball boy for 3 years. And funny thing is, me and Lane Kiffin.
What about Lane Kiffin?
We were both ball boys.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
How are you going to be in here? Don't know. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Monty Kiffin.
I knew that Monty Kiffin coached at Nebraska. I didn't know.
Monty Kiffin was the defensive coordinator for the Vikings.
That's right.
So then Lane.
Before Tampa.
Yeah. So me and Lane knew each other, grew up together.
I forgot about
that. And then, you know, what's crazy is that, you know, Nebraska was there to look at Lane. Not me, end up knocking Lane and all his buddies out of the game, and that's how T.O. started kind of
Did you like Lane? Is he a good guy?
You know what? He was the same. He was always kind of like
Lane.
Lane. That was it. That was just him. Cocky, arrogant. But I had known him. Yeah, I mean, we cleaned up dirty jocks together.
Right.
So, like, but he would definitely find a way to get out of the work, though.
So, growing up, you were probably friends with most of the coach's sons, right? Is that who you hung out with a lot?
I have my own friends, but I knew them all.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was fortunate enough to be a ball boy. It taught me a lot about, you know, I was exposed to different, you know, just being around professionals. Yeah. I'd sneak in there and watch some tape, you know, just sit in the back, say I was delivering Gatorade and waters or whatever it was. And then you'd see how they get ready for a game. So I'd go through the whole preseason. You see them play a little bit in the first one, get a little bit more intense in the second one, third and fourth. And then I was able to do a couple games during the season.
So you were watching film at a really young age.
Yeah, but I was just – I mean, we're not in there like watching an hour. Trust me, once I had a break, we were trying to get into something. So, but if I would sneak in there and they needed something, I'd just sit there and watch a couple plays. You know, and watch some stuff. But, I mean, they had a great team then. They had Chris Carter and all those, Anthony Carter and all those guys. So
That was fun. He's Jay Foreman. I'm Tom Stevens sitting in for DP. It is old school. You played for the Bills. You played for the Texans, Giants, 49ers. Who do you watch the most of those teams? Probably.
You see, I got my Bills on right now. Where's Angry Drake at? He's probably celebrating somewhere.
You follow the Texans a lot, though, too.
I do. I probably I did some stuff with the Texans after I got done playing, and then I've been down there for a while. I did a lot of media stuff with them, and so they had Comcast Sportsnet down there, so I was down there for, you know, season or two.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, the Texans are just, you know, I mean, it's just, it's not the organization that I knew.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. Yeah, it's not and so it's kind of foreign to me. But they're great, though, to all the former players. But when you watch and see how the moves that they were making, and you know, like when Andre Johnson doesn't, when Andre Johnson says something, I'm sure he goes through a whole day and might say like five words.
Right.
But everything he says means something. And for him to be, I can't speak for him, but you know, obviously he looks at it a lot differently. So it's definitely not in a good place.
Husker basketball, you know, they're struggling. You've been to a few games. They lose again last night, 67-58. It was a close game. I mean, they started out well. First 10 minutes, they actually had
a nice lead.
Up 25 to 15. They were shooting 5 of 10 from three-point range. They were playing better than we've seen them play in a while. They had some energy. But when the ball doesn't go through the hoop, and there are long stretches within this team, that happens almost every game, then you see their defense suffer. You see the energy suffer. What do you do with the situation? Like, I mean, you played on bad teams, I'm sure.
I've been on a couple bad teams where
some of the guys are trying, and some of the other guys are just going through the motions.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's that like?
Well, I mean, you got to have, you know, I think like, you know, without Trey being there, I think it really, really hurts the team. I think he's a great player. So that just take that out of it.
Yeah.
What he brings to the team and tangibles and the little things that's what they're missing. They're missing
a true glue guy, a true alpha,
somebody that has a ton of respect that they can or that he can hold guys accountable, and he kind of makes the flow go right because of his experience right. And he's a very selfless player, but he's a good productive player. So you know that hurt, and he's like the heart and soul of their team. And so that hurts out a little bit. That hurts them a little bit. But, you know, when they just got to, one, they got to play through it. And probably, I'm sure they're focusing on the improvement that they made versus the last two games. Obviously, they had a sickness go through the team. And they just, you know, I don't know if it was there in Michigan, but obviously they didn't look very good after. So they, you know, they just need to find a way to get out of their own way. And what that, from my perspective, is, you know, when you're playing well, yeah, you might be 5 of 10 of threes, but let's try to continue to play a different way. Let's try to get some mid range. Yeah. Let's get some stuff. Let's get other guys involved. I think the biggest thing is like, you know, and this is just from my little experience of coaching, you know, so-called AAU players or AAU, you know, basketball. There's like 5 guys outside the 3-point line. You ain't going to get no rebounds like that.
Yeah.
You know? You know, they got to kind of just – everybody's got to take a – from just a team-building standpoint, everybody's got to take a step back, look at themselves, right? Instead of hearing the things that they're being coached, they need to really start listening to it and then apply it. And then if they really do that and really say, hey, look, man, we're too good to be playing like this, right?
Yeah, because they are talented, right? You can see the talent.
Yeah, they're too good. There's too much of a – they have the pieces – that can find different ways to kind of manage. Like you got Eduardo Andre that can kind of get in there and play a role against a bigger team. Yeah. You got a lot of guys. So, you know, it's the players that really got to really take control of it. There's only so many practice drills, so many things that the coaches can do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's idea of being a fan or the way it should go is like, oh, well, you're not playing as well. You should. Let's fire the coach. Yeah. It's stupid.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I agree. But you can't tinker. There are things you could do.
You can tinker a little bit. Yeah. You can maybe, like, if you know, let's face it, D. Walker is probably our only, like, physical presence, right? I mean, that's not really.
Eduardo can be.
But he's got to probably mature a little bit, right? Yeah. So, but just out of this, say, like, out of the first 8, right? Yeah. First 8 guys, starter and 3 guys, or 7. You know, maybe, you know, since you only got one big guy, maybe play like a little 3-2 zone, try to up the tempo a little bit, get some easy baskets, you know, and maybe not get caught in so many mismatches on switches.
Yep.
And with their lack of communication, I'd hope zone is a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's not something that Doc has necessarily taught over the years, but they have played zone since he's been here. That's more of an adjustment, I think, for the way they play offensively. But it's just really tough when you get into that funk where you just can't see it, you know, go into the ocean. And that's where Nebraska, up and down the roster, they are not shooting the basketball.
I've never seen a whole team not hit. But the three-point shot, even though Steph Curry shoots it really, really well, and there's guys out there that shoot it really, really well, that is still a harder shot than a mid-range shot.
Yeah, or
inside the 3-point line. I mean, that's just, you know, let's just be honest. Mike D'Antonio can say he can do all that. He ain't ever won anything. He can't, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if that's not, if you're just having an off shooting year, then that's what you got to maybe adjust a little bit.
Yeah, I think
it's still a hard shot, and yeah. and some of them are contested. I think where the alarming thing is the amount of open ones that, I guess, from, you know, Virgin Islands that don't look like they have a chance
yeah.
of making it.
Well, they're 353rd out of 358 teams in three-point shooting. And another bad shooting night from three-point range where you started 5 of 10, and again, you missed your last 18 in a row. It's a confidence issue, and it does affect your defense, I think, sometimes when you're when you just can't make anything.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, I guess, you know, you could say, like, oh, you want reboundable misses, yeah. right? But if you don't have anybody in there actively rebound, you're not going to get any rebounds. Yeah. But you'd like reboundable misses. If some of them are coming off like gunshots, they're into their break faster. Yeah. So now you're on your heels already on defense. It's not like, you know, it's a reboundable miss and you kind of two guys is going after it and then you can get three guys back on D. Sometimes they're already in their fast break or fast break defense off the miss. So, yeah, it does. I mean, if you're not – I mean, look, the energy – if you go and watch that, you know, the Creighton, or not rewatch the Creighton game, the energy from when they when Webster got hot, then everybody else got hot, and the energy that they had on
really
defense,
picked up.
It kind of goes from there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're right, 100%.
Let's get to Brent. We'd love to hear from you guys. Honda of Lincoln Hotline, 464-5685. Sauter Heyman text line, the same number. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. The Sauter Heyman you can just wave to it and see us there on the computer. Let's get to break, though. Come back with Tanya Taki. She played volleyball at a high level at the University of Nebraska. Of course, Nebraska coming off a national championship appearance. They fall in five sets to Wisconsin, but it looks like a team that is going to be around and be in contention for quite a while. Don't forget, Wisconsin lost six super seniors from that team. But we'll talk a little volleyball, what Tanya saw from the other night. We'll do it next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.